This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Thursday, November 14th. Well, wheat does an about-face Wednesday and gives back Tuesday's gains from the floor of the CME in Chicago. Here's Virginia McGathy.
The wheat kind of took back all the gains that it had yesterday, so that just shows how much volatility is actually out there. It really stems from the cold weather, no snow cover, winter kill. All those kind of things really make the market bounce around, but the supplies remain the focus and will be a problem for the rest of the winter, and I think that's what's putting some pressure on the market. Still, the U.S.-China deal is going to be front and center. And overall, the U.S. dollar index is so strong right now, and it is absolutely putting a cap on any kind of significant rally from here on out. So those two things we're going to be watching closely going forward.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday down 8 at 508 and 3 quarters. December corn was down 2.5 at 375 and 3 quarters. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day unchanged, ranging from 595 to 6 even. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for November were down 14, ranging from 584 and 3 quarters to 599 and 3 quarters. The NS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for November were down 6, ranging from 660 and a quarter to 690 and a quarter. Club wheat with ordinary protein for November was unchanged, ranging from 595 to 770. Live cattle for December was down $1.65 at 118.32 and a half. November feeder cattle was down 222 and a half to 145.60. And November Class 3 milk was up 13 cents at 2017.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.